489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today, again, doing a little housekeeping. Patriot Pat listening to the show, talking about the interview with Dave Ajema yesterday. Said Thomas Jefferson knew it very well. The only way to negotiate with Islam is to make them understand that if they try to impose their Sharia, it will be their total destruction. Now, one thing that we didn't talk about with Dave Ajema yesterday was the history behind the Marines. When Thomas Jefferson became president, George Washington, John Adams, then Thomas Jefferson, 1800 election. They created basically the U.S. Navy. And the Marines had a nickname. It was called Leathernecks. You've heard this term, this expression. Why did they call them Leathernecks? Well, because the barbarians that were on the seas, the Islamic basically warriors that were in boats, would cut off the heads of the infidels. They'd take their machetes literally and chop their heads off. That was their favorite method of killing non-believers of Islam. Thomas Jefferson put thick leather, padded leather collars around our Marines and put them out on the seas in boats to fight the pirates. The Islamic terrorists that were acting as pirates to our commerce ships. The commerce ships carrying goods from America across the seas to other countries. Well, these barbarians soon started facing Marines with leather necks, padded leather collars. So when they tried to chop off their heads, guess what? Those thick leather collars stopped it. Little history for you with regards to the formation of the Marines and our U.S. Navies back in the 1800s under President Thomas Jefferson. Little history for you there. Boyd and Karen are can't wait for the Dave Ajema video. Yes, I'm working on it. I'll get it produced later this afternoon. I got Don and Jerry up in Hessel. They're asking for it as well. When I announce, hopefully tomorrow's show, that it's online, it's uploaded and able for you guys to see it, I have to create a link to it, and then I'll announce it on the radio, then text me YouTube then, and I'll be able to send it to you. Let's see. There was another one I wanted to talk about. Oh, yeah. John and Julie down in Bay City. For your information, northbound I-75 rest area at Gaylord has a young man collecting signatures for the photo ID petition. In order to vote, you would have to present photo ID. Very well organized, and they have petition sheets for every county. Appears to be quite popular if the numbers of signatures are any indication. The young man that was presiding over the station is very friendly and knowledgeable. Again, we took your advice, Randy, and thoroughly read the petition's verbiage. Folks, that 100-word synopsis box at the top is critical for you to read. Don't just buy whatever the petition circulator tells you. When they hand you the clipboard, read that synopsis paragraph. Now, when I first saw this story, I couldn't believe my eyes. I actually thought that this was an Onion story that MERS News Service had copy and pasted into their news just to see if anybody would catch them on it. Turns out, this is in fact an actual lawsuit. Do chimpanzees have a right to bodily autonomy? I kid you not. A Michigan Court of Appeals is considering that question in the Non-Human Rights Project Incorporated 2023 lawsuit that was filed against the Young Family Zoo in Wallace, Michigan, whom they allege have illegally imprisoned and restrained seven chimpanzees, including Tommy, a chimpanzee who died back in 2022. Well, the Michigan Supreme Court said that the courts of this state are not organized to aid in repressing innocent liberty. Jake Davis, spokesperson for the Non-Human Rights Project, told the three-judge panel they, the courts, are organized to give liberty. All we're asking for is an opportunity to see if chimpanzees could potentially achieve their liberty. And I think it's well within the purview of this court to direct the trial court to issue an order to show cause. Well, the Young Family Zoo did not present any arguments in court yesterday. In making his arguments, Davis told the story of Tommy, who was initially imprisoned in a cement cage in Gloversville, New York. Tommy was alone in that prison, not allowed to interact with other chimpanzees. His cell was rancid with milk, musk odor. He had only a few plastic toys, and his bedding was soiled. And the only light emanating from a small portable television on a stand outside his bars. Well, the Non-Human Rights Organization filed two lawsuits on behalf of Tommy in New York, resulting in a historic opinion from now-retired Judge Eugene Fahey, who called for the reconsideration of the legal status of chimpanzees. Well, Tommy was then transferred to the DeYoung Family Zoo back in 2015, where he remained a prisoner until his death, according to the Michigan lawsuit. Well, Judge Brock Schwartzel questioned Davis as to how he expected the court to extend autonomy to non-humans. We swore an oath to the Constitution, both of the United States and to the state of Michigan. Nowhere in that those constitutions does it say we have to rule on anything related to non-humans. So what you're basically asking for is something fairly extraordinary. Are you willing to then represent elephants, dolphins, dogs, cats? Where do we draw the line? Where do we go beyond here? Humans versus non-humans is a pretty easy, bright line to rule on. But once you go over that line into non-humans, where do we draw a sensible line? Well, Davis responded to the judge question, acknowledged that no bright line standard exists, but pointed to Schwartzel that Fahey's ruling noted that a court must assess the eccentric nature of species. And assessing chimpanzees leads to one scientific information. We can even look at the renowned late Dr. Jane Goodall's opinions about chimpanzees and that they should be autonomous. Goodall died October 1st. Known for 60 years of studying chimpanzees in Tanzania National Park. Well, the other judge, Christopher Trebelock, questioned why current statutes prohibiting animal cruelty weren't sufficient enough to protect these interests. That makes sense. That's a good question. Davis's reply, Your Honor, if those laws were sufficient, we would not be here today. If those laws were sufficient, the chimpanzees could exercise their autonomy as nature intended. No decision was made. The judges agreed to table it and take it under advisement. Do you believe we're actually talking about chimpanzees being treated as humans in Michigan courts? I need an aspirin. Short break, we'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today's show here on this Wednesday. I want to remind you, Sunday mornings, you're used to getting up for work. Your biological clock is set 7:30 to 8 every Sunday. As a public service, we bring you the Flatline with Rick Hughes. Forward line of troops. Thank you, Captain Jeff. It's a military tactic. Rick talks about 10 biblical principles that will change your life. Every Sunday, he talks about another one. And then after 10 weeks, he repeats and starts at the beginning. Now, I would hope maybe you're getting ready to go to church, or maybe you're going to listen to church at 11 o'clock here with Pastor Chatfield, Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church, which we also bring as a public service from 11 to noon. I produce it every Sunday. I connect the church into the studio, and we do it as a public service for those who can't get out of the house but yet want to listen to church. But before that, 7:30 to 8, we bring you the Flatline with Rick Hughes. We've been doing it for years, and we greatly appreciate Rick sponsoring this station. Now, one of the things that I want to offer, if you just simply text me R-I-C-K, just Rick, not Rick Randall, for Road Trip. His book is RT for Road Trip. This is Rick, R-I-C-K. If you text me Rick, R-I-C-K, I will send you a screenshot. It'll have rickhughesministries.org's website, along with his phone number, as well as his mailing address in Cropwell, Alabama. When you go to the website, folks, he has books. He has bookmarkers. He has little cards. He will mail you for free anything that's on his website. No charge. If you have an organization that meets on a regular basis, he will give you a complete package of things for you to look at, to consider talking about at your next meeting. All based in the Christian worldview of different topics. It's an excellent show. I highly recommend it. I get up every Sunday morning at 7:30 to listen. That's when I'm normally up for the show, prepping, looking at news stories. So just no sleeping in on Sundays. I'm wide awake. Make my mushroom coffee, sit down, and listen to the show right here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. It's on 97.7 FM. It's on our show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, the radio station's website, wchy.us, as well as the TuneIn and Simple Radio apps. Highly recommend it. 7:30 to 8 every Sunday. Then get ready for church. Go to your local church. It's something good as a prepper for you going to church on Sundays or listening here 11 to noon every Sunday as a public service. So just wanted to make sure you guys are aware about Sunday morning programming. Now, I do want to mention real quick, Mike Lindell has continued to support this show. He has offered an extension of his sale, getting ready for Christmas. He's calling it his early Christmas sale. He's only offering it to our listeners. Basically, go to the website, mypillow.com, with your shopping list. Everybody in your family that you want to buy gifts for, whether it's slippers or a new pillow, towels, sheets, whatever it is, go to that website, put it in the cart, and go to checkout. See how expensive it is for full retail. Then go over to the promo box, one word, no space, Trucker Randy. Trucker Randy, all one word, no space, and hit apply. You'll see that you're going to get 50, 60, 70, 80% off some of the items in your cart, plus free shipping. Now, if for some reason you don't like shopping online, you can actually call the specific number that already has the Trucker Randy promo code in it. You call 800-654-9659. They'll already know you're a Trucker Randy listener, and the promo code will automatically be in their computer ready to take your order. Text me MP and I'll send you the screenshot with the phone number 800-654-9659 and the promo code for the website mypillow.com. Again, text me MP. You can start your Christmas shopping early. You don't have to stand in line at the stores. You can get exactly what you want and save a ton of money. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm.